Billy Lou. I mean, Astro Boy, come here.
Hi!
Is that the way Astro Boy would answer me? I mean,
I would like to do
and see if I can probe your memory and find out if you can remember exactly the way Astro Boy would speak.
No.
And then try and remember how Astro Girl would speak.
I can't do Astro Girl.
Can't do it?
Really?
Astro Girl, it's very high, and I can't get there.
You're there.
I would like to know if we were to switch series.
Yeah, and I were to become Inspector Bluebird.
Oh,
yeah, and you would be Jimmy Sparks.
Oh, Jimmy Sparks.
Jimmy
Sparks I can do. Go, Gigantor. Come on, Gigantor.
Oh, my, there he goes now.
Oh, I forgot Bluebird.
Yeah, how could you forget? I threw up all over the studio. You're all right.
I started to get hair on my chest.
I remember that dream I had, yes.
And then there's Kimba. Kimba talks just like Astro Boy.
Well, what was the difference between Astro Boy and Kimba?
The difference was...
Astro Boy
was a little boy, was more of a, had a childish way of talking. He was more like this.
Yeah.
And Kimba didn't talk baby talk, he just had a high voice.
That's right.
Yeah. Kimba wasn't as infantile.
Yeah, that's right. He used to talk with Dan or Baboon. Remember Bucky?
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to talk with your dad. Yeah.
And the hedgehog, Harvey the hedgehog. Oh,
you
that's
like that
my
one,
favorite.
Yeah.
How about Dan'l?
Dan'l Baboon,
that's what I was saying.
Oh, dude.
Oh, and how about Samson the water buffalo? Yeah, he was way down there.
Tulip. The giant.
Oh, yes.
The
well, no. I think I used the but it was kind of
dumb.
Dog. Yeah, it was dumb, but the other, the weak voice. Yeah.
Catch it, the pepper.
And his mother pushed him around a lot.
Yes.
A lot, yeah.
Go, Tulip, go. How about the bean seller?
I don't remember what it is.
I just remember that he was sort of wily, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he sort of was a little bit nasal and sort of pushed.
I know a great one. What was the name of the guy in Kimba? He was a pelican. And
oh.
You did him like...
When I was in Overhaul.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
You got to do Viper Stanklin.
Oh, yeah. Viper who?
You remember the one who shot Kimba, the big white hunter?
No.
A man?
Yes, slight cockney.
Yeah, with slick back hair.
He was slight cockney. Remember?
Slight cockney, that sort of thing, was it?
Yeah.
He had a high voice.
Yes.
Yes, of course, that's what it was.
Ah.
Righto.
Ah.
Awesome.
Were you?
Very good.
I like your laugh, yes.
I used to do other. I remember doing Annie Devine for something.
Annie Devine?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, fuck, you know what I mean? With that cracking voice.
Yeah.
couldn't talk for a weekend.
Yeah.
I want to hear
this. Hello there. Yes, remember there was some character that I used to do like this?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice one.
Now, say here, I would also do that
Ugapug.
Sort of thing. What was his name?
He had two names. He had Ugapug and Abo Gorilla.
Righto, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you the same voice for two people. Come on.
Two different series.
That was so he could collect double things.
Were you Inspector Gumshoe also?
No, that was
Gil.
His sidekick. I did his sidekick though.
Chief McLaughlin.
Bluebird.
Shouldn't be good. It was an Irish accent that he had with it. That was what it was. Yes, he was a partner of Gumshoe.
Gumshoe was just sort of a plain
Ned
Spark sort of thing. Yeah.
And Gil was also the young man. who built Gigantor, wasn't he?
Doctor.
How about the mammoth? Yeah. Do you remember the mammoth, Sonia?
Oh,
yeah.
Kitty.
I remember.
Yeah, Kitty.
Who did Kitty? You're kidding! I didn't know that.
There was really a lot of trouble with getting a Gil's parrot voice actor.
Yes,
mostly because Fred had one image in mind and Gil had another, and never the twain would meet.
Well, Gil was doing a voice that was just so much like a parrot. It was a real parrot voice. Fred kept saying he couldn't understand it. So he had to lower it.
That's why it says in your notes, keep it low. It says, parrot voice, keep it low. You did Harley Cheetah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you did some others, too.
With the what was it, Roger?
Roger
and
Ranger.
And he did animals? Wind in the Desert, the guy that dies.
James Braun, yeah.
Yes.
The wind is, the wind, let's see, the moon shines peacefully, the wind is cool. Oh, but that was Mark. That was good. And it says, I'm going to rest right here in the sand. Beside me, my friend. And that was going to turn
fade
great
out.
Fade
we're
out.
Good.
To represent death.
Yeah.
That was one of the classics of all time.
That is so fun. And one of my favorite names I made up was in that. The bad guy was named Robert Barron.
Oh.
I love
we
that.
We bought our summer house that year.
Grasp and Grab, too.
Grasp and Grab.
And Billy Lou would be riding inside where it was dark, you know, in the Belmont Hall, right? And I would come up, I would be out in the sunshine on the front porch, typing after she had written the script. And we had just moved the meeting.
Don't bother Mr. Studer, he's right.
I'm just typing up.
I love it. Who did Tick and Talk, a boy and
I wrote that character, but I don't remember who.
Did you and
I
you?
I know you did. It was sort of a scratchy.
What were they?
It was almost an Andy Devine thing, and it was used in The Veil of the Vampire for one.
What were the characters? What did they look like?
They were reporters. One was a very chunky, round-looking guy. The other was a very tall-looking guy. And the two were sort of an Abbott and Costello-type situation. Tick and Talk, and one of them meant, oh, it's like, oh, I can't do it. You know.
Who did Tom and Tab?
Tom, oh, he did Tab. And I think Gil did Tom.
That, they were the hyenas.
Those were the hyenas.
That's
yeah.
Two funny hyenas.
Well, you did Tab.
Yeah, but I don't remember what I did.
Everything up in here, was it?
Yes, it was up in that type of thing. And you did it
well. I mean.
One of the favorites I remember is when they went to it was like the United Nations, only we called it something else.
League of Nations.
League of Nations. Mm-hmm. That
was what you called it.
And they solved some big world.
What it was
that the dolphin?
No, there was a great asteroid going around, and they figured it was going to cream into Earth, and so they figured out that it wasn't. You know, there was this great decision thing. As it turned out, though, it turned out to be made of ice. So they figured, okay, no problem, it's going to melt before it hits the atmosphere. Ironically, elephant, you did a marvelous thing. He was going, I see. He was demonstrating with a magnifying glass.
For this whole thing.
Around the Earth. And all of a sudden, the thing burst the globe into fire. He says, a convex lens. A convex lens. Ah! And he goes away and he suddenly realizes that the ice was melting into the form of a convex lens and was going to set the whole world on fire. As it finally ended up, Astro Boy ended up taking all these rockets up, jammed them nose down into the ice,
and
went around and wiring up each one of them to ignite all simultaneously. Whoop, 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 whoop. And he finally was just about running out of power, and he had just enough to hit it into his chest and ignite all these things and blow it out of room. Gosh, what a classic.
And every time I shoved one in, I went, along with asthma. I was getting hemorrhoids.
Did you have to do a retake on this?
Oh, probably. Fred said, one more time. I wish you could have seen Fred.
You don't know Fred in the studio. It's ridiculous. I mean,
you're
16 takes. And he said, perfect. One more time. And you do another 16, you know?
A true director.
Oh, I wish you could have seen him.
I would love
By the time we got to Kim, your life must have been easy.
Because he was busy. Yeah, he was out of the studio.
We got rid of him.
That's very funny because I remember hearing the interview. He said, I stayed with Astro Boy right from the start. I was in on top of it. But Kimba, I couldn't stay with. I had other things to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
at that time, he was developing, what was the name?
Ringo.
Ringo.
I
remember
hearing about
this
Ringo.
And he also did this, the horse racing with
oh, yeah.
Singer.
Yeah.
And the other little, the series of the little kids.
Little
Adam. Oh, yeah.
Little Adam.
That was
very successful. Yeah, that's right. The bubble gum gave him the strength, and then
he tried to sell it to Ringo.
Was
him in color?
Yeah.
Kimba was.
Oh, yeah.
This was one of the things that killed NBC, too, that Mushi asked a hell of a lot more for Kimba because of color than they did Astro Boy.
I'll bet you they did.
We did 52, and NBC still owned another 26 that we did not do.
Yeah.
They had much more.
Where are the other 26? We've been trying to track those down.
No, NBC had them.
Oh, shoot. Those are the ones with Kimba developing
it. He became his father,
not at all.
You very good.
It would have been Rudy, which was Kimba's son.
Oh,
also his wife.
As long as he had a son.
And his wife, yes. And it would have taken, he took over the series. That was a funny thing, because Kitty became his wife in the series.
Yeah.
And, she evolved and aged.
Yeah.
And Rooney took over the series as a sort of a secondary Kimba.
Rukio became Kitty. It was like they had Kimber and Kitty as daughter and son.
They were
son.
Completely interchangeable from generation
right,
to generation.
Exactly.
Did you ever see a series called Super Jetters?
Super Jetters, that was the name of it.
You saw
I
it?
I like that one.
Vaguely, but I've tried to
that was the four of us.
Maybe
I'm four. Remember that? We did
hey,
a
Rob.
Huh?
That didn't sell either. We did two
Where'd
pilots.
Where'd you see it?
I don't remember. Pilots. I saw one. Episode, I don't know where
I probably
Japan.
Mentioned it to you.
Because
I might have said
I mentioned
that might
it
have been
you.
It. That
Maybe
probably
you
was it.
Mm-hmm. We did two pilots. I thought that was very
that,
good. And
no.
And let's see, you were a colonel somebody in that.
Yeah.
You had white hair and you were a commander.
By the way, I'm going to pull your brains a little bit. When I talked to Billy on the phone for an hour and a half.
I couldn't believe this from the
coast. Well, now he's here in
must
person.
Be crazy. Now I know he's crazy.
Oh, of course. I have to be. So, I talked with you on this before. You can't remember it. Maybe Ray will. That is the one little Norse prince. Both of you did that. You played Hulse, and you played Rock
I
Man.
I don't think I did it.
And Corrine Orr was in it.
See, I don't think I was in the Little
Norse
Prince. That's one of those early ones for Katie, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No, I
never.
You had a sort of a Jimmy Sparks voice.
Yeah.
It really just sort of came away. It was Toei Productions, and you played this sort of weird rock we had.
That time,
you know, you had that big bony voice. And you did the Jimmy Sparks voice. Corrine Orr did the
Arrow.
Yeah, I think so.
I read
it.
No?
No,
she didn't arrive on
it. This was
later.
This was
after.
Later.
It was later.
Oh,
yeah, this was later.
I seem to remember it, and I can remember all of
that. I remember the name.
Yeah. The ice and all
that's
of
that. That's it. Yeah, that's the one.
And
that's
they
the
chase
one.
The
old
the
and all that jazz. And the great chase with the woods.
Was it a feature length cartoon?
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
I remember doing... A Treasure Island, a version of Treasure Island.
We did a couple of versions. We did like three versions in 1 year,
right?
We
did those
ones. I mean, Corrine and I were a little boy and girl.
No, I was John Sue.
Oh,
well, I guess I was, what's his name? I was the regular kid who was in Treasure Island.
You were,
Hawkins.
Jim Hawkins. Right, and they added a little girl. They added a little girl to the story, and Corrine did that.
Oh, marvelous.